This is John Costa, the editor of Citizen's Eye, and I'm here at Penge Penny Radio for our third of four shows over the 28-day RSL license, restricted service license, with Penge Penny Radio. And I'm here with the guy behind, the brains behind Penge Penny Radio, Sukhdev. How are you?
I'm all right, yourself?
Yeah, not bad, not bad. And also with Simon Parker, my guest today. How are you, Simon?
Very well, John, thank you.
Good. So, Sukhdev, tell us, we're in the third week now. How's it gone? You've been happy with the RSL so far?
Definitely, it's going very well. Definitely. I mean, I'll say the variety of programs, the amount of feedback we get is amazing. We are reflecting a true Leicester scene here. Okay. Different languages, different people, different shows. Every show is different to each other.
Now, I think we've probably known you for about four or five RSLs now since 2009. Now, we're on 87.7 FM at the moment across Leicester. So I know people have heard us in Clarendon Park and various other places. So what's the furthest you're aware that we're broadcasting on FM2 at the moment?
It's a five-mile radius. And FM is a bit of a tricky frequency. It can go a bit further and can fall short of 5 miles, so it's roughly 5 mile radius.
Yeah, so it depends which way the wind's blowing.
That's right, that's true, that's very true.
And we've also got people listening through the player that's embedded on the Penge Penny Radio website, which is www.pengepennyradio.co.uk. How far away do you get feedback from people that are listening to that? Do you have people actually listening back in India and different places around the world?
Yes, we do have feedback from the web page. We are registered with them, and they'll give you exactly what's happening around the world and who's listening, what time, and what page. And yesterday it was 400 people tune in around the world, and that includes Amritsar, Delhi, Ludhiana, and other cities, and which I haven't heard of them before.
Never heard of, you know. No. Well, I tell you, it's really weird because my son came a couple of weeks ago, and I asked him to look at my YouTube channel, which we've run since November 2008 for Citizens Isle. So we started in January 2008, so over 4 years, and we'd worked it out that with the countries, people had viewed videos on the website in total from 181 different countries in the world. I was quite shocked at that.
Yeah, and also one thing which, John, the 50% of audience is from Leicester. People in Leicester do use website. And then second number is America, then Australia, New Zealand. And whether there's something missing in Leicester, the biggest audience we have is in Leicester.
This is amazing, isn't it? Because there are various FM stations, you know, there's BBC Radio Leicester, obviously, but then you've got like Demon FM with their community and student license, and then Kahuna FM, Eva FM, and there's, you know, various internet stations as well, aren't there, out in the county, like Hermitage FM, I think, you know, there's like, you know, 103 The Eye out in Melton and stuff like that. Do you find that people listen to Penge Penny Radio specifically because they're from a particular ethnic group, or do you think it's about the subject around mental health, or do you just think that people just find it and they just listen to it because it's new and fresh?
We are very unique. We raise awareness about mental health issues and we talk about them openly. And this is what people, I think, more interested in, because the issues, the ideas, nobody dare to talk. We do talk to them. We talk about it. And on the air, that is live. And I'll give you an example. Other day, presenter was presenting and giving some symptoms of depression. And this lady phoned and she said, "These are the symptoms I'm getting. And I think I've got a depression and I'm going to the GP tomorrow." So this is what we're talking about here.
Well, that's powerful stuff, isn't it? Because it's real, and I think it's immediate as well, isn't it?
Mm. And also, as the same presenter was presenting the program on the same day, the other lady came in and she said, "My son is showing these symptoms." She was talking about different some sort of problem, and she said, "I didn't know what happening, and now I know."
So it was one presenter listening to another presenter's show.
That's right. And also, she said, "I'm going to to my GP. So I think this is very another lady which is housebound, and she always ring every presenter. She says Punch Point Radio is my lifeline. She can talk to us at any time. We don't mind whether she ring twice, three, four, five times, whatever. But every presenter respects her. So this is close-knit family in a way. So this is the respect we're getting from people, and also breaking down barriers and isolation at home and whatever. So we are easy to reach people's homes, and also they are easy to come to us and talk to us, whatever we do. And the content is huge. We play very little, sometimes no songs, just information and information.
I think that's one of the real unique things, isn't it, about community radio, is when anyone is aware of or does any research about the power of community radio, or, you know, radio broadcasting that's locally based and sourced and generated and listened to anywhere in the world, it's almost like we don't really have that here in the UK. So when it comes along, it's actually quite unique, isn't it?
I think maybe this community radio idea is pretty new, and many people are using it as a commercial radio station. I'm aware. And also, I don't think they know what the community is. It's a community means that go to the community, and the community is in charge. If we telling them to what to do, that's not community. You ask them, what shall we do?
So this is
what we do. This is what Punch Point do. We always reflect whether our faith programs, whether our other programs, we always take community with us.
Well, I can certainly vouch for that, because you come to us and say, look, you know, can you provide these shows? You're the only one who can do this, you know, like Andy Morris's show, Tina Barton's show tomorrow with the young people and stuff like that. So I'm going to bring Simon Parker in here now. Simon's recently taken on the role as the editor of Citizen's Eye, so I'm not gone out to seed or to grass or retired, but Simon's taking a lead on that. But you've been standing shoulder to shoulder with me now for the 5 years that we've run Citizen's Eye. You got involved in the first RSL that we did back in 2009. And then from there, it's gone. You've been involved in all the programme when we've done around sort of, you know, community news and stuff like that. But, and also having a specialist show yourself on Panj Pani outside the RSL on the internet, haven't you? The Jazz Shambles. From your point of view, what has the whole kind of community radio experience been like?
It's been absolutely fantastic. I mean, I was talking to somebody yesterday about going for a job interview last week, and it was the first job interview I'd had since I'd done anything on the radio, and it was a totally different experience. There was no nerves, it was really enjoyable, and basically because I looked at it like doing a radio interview. So all of the confidence that you get from actually broadcasting is really transferable to lots of other, you know, avenues of life. And I've always, you know, since I've done it myself, really tried to promote it and to get people involved in it, because they will see the benefits of it, from public speaking to job interviews to just conversing with people about any subject. I think that's a key thing. And certainly, you know, one of the benefits of Panj Pani, having the sort of like the mental health aspects of it, the development of confidence is a real major thing for anybody. So yeah, I think that would be the key thing that I've got out of it.
So Sukhdev, what do you reckon? After hearing him say that, you can see why he's now the editor of Citizen's Eye, can't you?
I can say that, yes. I'm proud that he's a part of Punch Pani Radio, and I'm proud that you are a part of Punch Pani Radio. And another thing which I want to add is that after your show, you'll see a lady, her dream was presenting a radio show, and Punch Pani Radio given her the show and the training, and she's doing very well, and we are proud of that.
Fantastic. Well, Sukhdev, thank you very much for letting us have our four shows. We're looking forward to the third show in about 10 minutes. And Simon, thanks very much for talking to us.